Mark and Sally with the best start to your day. The Morning Show on Nile FM.
This is Nile FM, and you're listening to The Morning Show. That was the Chainsmokers and Side Effects. Now, today is a very, very special day. Today is What's Up Wednesday. And if you missed last week's episode, which was the very first episode, where we've been talking to the lovely career coaches at What's Up, who are an online recruitment website, and they do a lot of work in terms of helping you find your path in life so that your job is not just something that you do from 9 to 5, but something that you enjoy pursuing and something that is fulfilling. And so we are doing What's Up Wednesday for the foreseeable future, sorry, and we're taking all your questions, and we're talking job satisfaction, how to evaluate where you are, and what to do if you do need to do something. And joining me in the studio this morning is Amgad Issa, one of the career coaches from What's Up. Hi, Amgad.
How are you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're good. Thank you so much for being with me this morning.
Thank you.
So, Amgad, we're going to jump straight into it, right?
Okay.
All right. So, I know a lot of people are listening on their way to work, and there's a lot of frustration.
Yes.
A lot of people feel like I'm trapped.
Unfortunately.
You know what I mean? I've been there personally, not with this job, thank God. But previously, I've been there where I'm just like, oh my gosh, I wish anything would happen so I don't have to go to work.
We've all been there.
We've all been there. So tell me, what do you have to say today for people who are feeling that frustration this morning?
All right. So if you're frustrated with your job, probably there are many reasons. Rahab already covered some of them in the previous episode.
Yeah, which you can go online, by the way, onto Nile FM's Mixcloud and listen to the whole episode.
Exactly, exactly. What I'm trying to add here is that you need to have a high level of self-awareness.
Okay.
You need to be able to know who you are in order to be able to compare who you are to the job and the job specifications. I'm gonna dig deeper into that later.
Okay.
So the thing is, with the self-awareness, you need to have some psychometric personality assessments. They are available on the internet, of course. There are many resources for that.
Okay, because when you say, you know, you have to know who you are, that sounds like a very philosophical kind of, you know, a new earth yoga-esque thing, like a journey.
Not from that perspective.
Okay.
That's not what I mean. The thing is, for example, as we covered also, the personality. Some people like to, or they charge their power by communicating with people. We call these people extroverted.
Yeah.
And some people, for example, like to charge their power or their energy by being alone. And these are the introverted. It's not about hating people or loving people. It's not about that. So if your job allows you, if you're an extroverted person and your job allows you to communicate with people, like if it's in sales or business development, that's going to be good. It's going to be matching your personality.
Yeah.
And if you're an introvert, you're going to find it hard if you're a business development agent or something.
Okay.
On the other hand, if you were introverted, for example, and you had a job in business analysis or data analysis, that's going to be good for you, because you don't have to have the hassle of communicating with people and so on, you know?
Yeah, with all the drama.
Exactly. But something very important here is that that's not the only aspect when you're trying to evaluate who you are, or when you're trying to raise your self-awareness, because some extroverted people are very good business analysts or data analysts, and vice versa. Some introverted people are excellent salesmen. So it's not the only personality. I've actually met this like 2 or 3 days ago, someone, after we finished the personality assessment and so on, he asked me, so is my personality good? I told him, it's not about good or bad.
Yeah, it's not one of those. That's not the measurement.
Exactly, exactly. Because some people treat with personality assessments like the high school, you know, high school tests and so on. Is it good? did I do well?
Am I popular?
Well? Exactly. Yeah. Am I going to succeed? Am I going to be good doctor? Am I going to die? You know, we don't do that.
we're all so dramatic at heart. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's not the case. That's not the only aspect of raising your self-awareness. There is also something like the interests assessment, you know.
Yeah.
If you have too many options, or you don't know what to settle on, you're interested in so many things. So there are assessments like the RASIC. They tell you what interests might be also suitable, or might suit you as a person, or might suit your character to have a job in them, and you're gonna be able to exceed achievements and so on when you have these kinds of jobs.
Okay. You know? Yeah. Well, that's really so you can go online and take this test?
Exactly, yes. There are tons of free resources for these assessments. Of course, they're not as good as the paid ones, but they give you a very good indicator of who you are, to raise your self-awareness, whether it's your personality or it's your interests. You know?
Okay, so there's like a personality test and there's an interest test, and the combination of the two gives you an idea of where you stand as a person.
Yes, exactly.
All right, well, that's something. So that's the self-awareness phase of things.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Then you need to compare who you are, or compare your self-awareness to the job that you're doing, you know.
Okay.
For example, we actually do that in one-on-one career coachings at Wazzaf.
Yeah.
But it can be done also by a person, not as accurately, of course, but mm-hmm. it can help. So you need to list all your job duties or job responsibilities or job specifications, job description, call it whatever you want.
Yeah.
You just need to be as detailed as possible. So when I go to work, I'm responsible for this, I do that, and so on. And then you need to compare who you are or your personality and your interests to these tasks or these responsibilities.
Right, naturally, because then if you know you're an introvert and you're having to, you know, walk around passing out flyers and interact with people, then that's not...
That's torture.
It's torture, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, well, that's really interesting. Well, okay, we'll talk about what happens when there's a discrepancy between your job description and your personality type or your interests and that sort of thing.
Yes.
We'll talk about that next. But first, let's just get back to some music right now. And by the way, we are taking questions. So if you have any questions this morning for Emged, who is a career coach from Wazzaf, then by all means, get in touch. If you're one of these people who's listening, you're going, oh my gosh, this is me. What do I do? Then we have answers for you. Don't you worry.
Hit music 24/7. 104.2 Nile FM.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Show on Wazzaf Wednesday, and we're talking to Emged this morning. Emged, good morning. Emged is a career coach from Wazzaf.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
it's our pleasure. And you were just telling us about how to evaluate your personality versus your duties. So maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that for anyone who's listening and is still quite elusive for them.
Sure, sure. So in order to evaluate or compare, as I said, we need to have a very good understanding of who you are, not the philosophical. Exactly.
Not the philosophical way.
That way.
Yeah.
not from that perspective, but you need to professionally have a good self-awareness, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know your personality, as I said, interests. You need to also need something called the motivated skills. Motivated skills are the skills that you have and you love using at work.
You know?
So when you use them, they motivate you. That's why they're called motivated skills, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, some people like to write at work. Some people like to do presentations at work. So whenever, when you try to figure out these skills that make you feel motivated at work, and that's the motivated skills. And then when you know something called the career or the work values, the work values or the career values are the things that matter most to you at work.
Right.
So some people, for example, like to work alone. Some people like to have a job near their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Some people like to have a steep learning curve. Whatever it is, of course, there are no right or wrong answers. You can
pair those many of those things. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So when you know your personality, interests, mm-hmm. motivated skills, and career values, you have them written in front of you, of course.
Yeah.
You can now start comparing the step that we mentioned earlier. So you have your job details or job responsibilities mm-hmm. or job tasks, as simple as that, and you compare these tasks to your motivated skills and career values.
Okay.
I'll tell you why. For example.
Yes,
so your job allows you to talk to people, okay?
Right.
And you, one of the motivated skills you have is doing presentations to people and being around a lot of crowd and so on.
Yes.
So the evaluation here should be high. Whether you give it a 10, give it an 8, give it a positive 3, it doesn't really matter
mm-hmm.
How you evaluate it, but you give it a high mark. Okay?
Right.
And then one of your motivated skills, for example, is to write creatively.
Okay.
You know? But your job doesn't allow you to do that. So this motivated skill will take a low number, say 0, say minus 3, it doesn't really matter.
Uh-huh.
And then that's your first career option. You know? So you'll be done comparing or writing or listing the details of the first career option and comparing it to motivated skills and the career values. For example, the first career option is far from your home and you really mm-hmm. want a job near your home. So you'll give this point a low mark or a low number, you know. And after you're done with that, you're going to have a number in the end for this career, for career option number one.
Okay.
Career option number two, you'll do the same. Say, for example, career option number one was teaching. Career option number two was HR.
Okay.
Know? So in the HR, you're going to also list all the details or responsibilities or the duties of this job.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to compare it to the motivated skills that you already have and know and the career values that you already have and know. And then you're going to compare. And the higher number simply is the most suitable job for you.
Oh, wow. That's really, it's very methodical. It's actually very easy to get, because when someone says, oh, what do you want to work as? That can be a bit of an abstract question, you know, especially if you have no idea about who you are and what you want. And when you put it all down, and actually add a numerical value to it.
Exactly.
What is the effectiveness of this technique?
This helps you have it in front of you. You see, ideas, when they are on your brain or in your mind, mm-hmm. it's hard to figure them out. But when you actually lay them out on yeah. a paper in front of you and you compare them using numbers, you know,
yeah.
and you're actually the judge here. You're the only person who can say, okay, so this motivated skill will take a 10,
right.
but this one will take a 5 because I don't get to use it as much in my job, you know.
Yeah.
And when you do that in front of you on a paper, the higher number, as simple as that, the higher number will be the most suitable job for you.
So it's less about how you feel and more about concrete
exactly.
Results in front of you yes. that you can then look at and evaluate and
exactly.
hopefully use to change.
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Well, that's really, really interesting. So, all right, how can people do this? Is this on WhatsApp's website?
We do that. No, I just summarized for you the one-on-one career coaching.
This is one-on-one career
yes,
coaching.
Exactly. Yes.
Which they can sign up for.
Exactly. Of course.
It
can be, as I said, the main job of the career coach is just to ask questions.
Yeah.
So a person can do this on his own, of course, not as accurately as with a career coach.
Yes. But you guys know what you're doing.
Exactly. But we just ask questions. Any career coach's main responsibility is to ask questions to the candidate or the person that needs career support.
Yeah.
And they try or they start to figure out things that they might have not been able to figure it out on their own without being asked the stimulating questions that we do.
Yeah, well, questions are so effective,
exactly.
aren't they? They can really open your eyes to a new perspective,
yes.
to how you feel about something,
exactly.
all those things. So that's really, really interesting. Okay, well, we're going to talk a little bit more with MGED. We're just going to have a quick break right now, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what happens when there is such a discrepancy between what you do and what you could be doing and how you feel and all that stuff. So we'll be talking to MGED next. Thank you, MGED. This is so interesting and informative.
Thank you.
Loving this. And we're taking your questions. So please, I'm going to be answering some questions next. Hang on a sec.
Egypt's number one.
It's WhatsApp Wednesday. And I'm here in the studio with MGED, who's a career coach at WhatsApp, answering your questions and helping you get your life sorted out when it comes to career and career choices. Hello, MGED.
Hi.
Hiya. So you've been telling us how to compare your personality and your interests and
the motivated skills and the career values.
Yeah, exactly. All of that. And so you got a score.
Yes.
All right. And
yes.
what do you do next?
So you got a score for a career. You had many career options.
Yeah.
You did this comparison. You got one career that stood out. Congratulations and so on. What's next?
Yes.
What's next is that if it's your current job, well, woohoo, congratulations. Your current job suits you. So maybe the problem here, if you're unhappy, maybe the problem is with your manager or your company or whatever it is, but it's
yeah.
not the career itself.
Okay.
If it's not your current career, so you're going to need to try and follow some steps to shift your career. And that's going to be our topic for next episode. I'm just going to say quickly here
yeah.
what you're going to do. So here, basically, if you want to pursue a career that is not your current career, aka shift your career,
yeah.
you need to ask experts in that career that you want to follow.
Sure.
Don't ask your family. Don't ask your friends.
No.
Don't ask
Mama and Tita and Giddu
exactly,
and
yes,
yeah, and the next door neighbor.
Exactly. Don't do that. Do your own research is good,
yeah.
but ask experts from your network or whatever
mm-hmm.
in order to have a solid opinion about how to follow these careers.
And ask more than one expert.
Ask more than one expert. Also,
yeah.
you need to research the job market.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about Egypt, for example, and your job, the career you want, say, is being a pilot, you know,
mm-hmm.
that suits you and whatever. You need to check how available this job is in Egypt.
Yeah.
And if it's not available, you need to have some step, whether to travel or to try to create those jobs by
yeah.
interning or training or whatever. There are many steps, you know.
Yeah.
And we're going to cover shifting career completely in the next
In the next episode. So
exactly.
if that's you, then you can tune in next Wednesday. We'll be talking about that.
Yes.
That's really, really interesting. It's mind-blowing. We have so many questions coming in. Let's see if we can answer a couple.
Sure.
This is a quick one. Someone doesn't leave their name, says, good morning. Can anyone attend a career coaching session at WhatsApp and how?
Okay. The answer to that is preferably no. Preferably.
Okay. No, guys. All right. Bye.
No. That's not what I meant. No. But the thing is that career coaching works most with people with at least 1 year of experience.
Okay.
At least. Why? Because the career coach, as I said earlier, asks questions, asks about your motivated skills, the skills that you use at work
mm-hmm.
that make you motivated or make you happy.
So you have to have that solid foundation. You have to know what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly.
So
okay. if you haven't tried those skills at any job before, how are you going to answer? You're going to
sure.
say, I don't know. Maybe I know, like Hazal, you know,
yeah.
if I try. But that's a point. Career values, anyone can answer them, to be honest with you. So, like, I prefer a job that's near my home. I prefer a job that I get promoted quickly at. So all of these are fine, but preferably career coaching works best with people with at least 1 year experience.
Okay.
How can you sign up? Simply go to WhatsApp, your profile, you'll find a tab, or you can simply go to our own landing page, coaches.wasof.net. You can choose career coaching one-on-one, sign up, and we're going to contact you.
All right. Well, there you go. I hope that's answered that question. Amr Hassan says, question for Mr. Amged. What about those who feel that no job is suitable and that only starting a business would be suitable for them? What do you have to say to him?
All right. So if he had already landed on starting his own business, he needs to ask an entrepreneur. Okay, but first he can do a simple exercise here.
Okay.
So he can like get a piece of paper, draw a circle in the middle of it, and then write the goal that he wants to reach. Say, starting my own business. Okay.
Okay.
And then draw under this circle some blocks, you know, or some squares at the blocks that are blocking him from reaching that goal. He can even draw himself under the blocks. But it doesn't matter. The thing is, after he lays down these blocks or these problems or the obstacles that stand in front of him or between him and his goal, which is which in this case is the starting his own business, when he lays them out on a paper, it's going to be easier for him to figure them out. But again, whether to start my job, to start my own company or get a job, you are the only person who can say that, who can decide that for themselves. You want to start your job? Fine. Companies start every day. Startups are very famous and booming in the Egyptian job market. Just you need to know how to start one. You need to ask an entrepreneur, someone with similar circumstances to yours, and lay down your problems in front of you. It's going to be easier for you to solve them that way.
Yeah, because there's a lot of startups, but there's also a lot of startups that shut down because of a lack of preparation. Yes. So you want to be prepared.
That's what we want to avoid.
All right, and let's take one more question then. How can we distinguish if it's unhappiness that causes poor job performance or whether the job is not matching our personality itself and that causes the unhappiness?
All right. So the answer to that is to that is simplicity itself.
Okay.
Unhappiness. When you're unhappy at a job, it's for one of three reasons.
Okay.
First one, the career is not suitable for you. It doesn't suit you. And here you can do the exercise of comparing that I said.
Yes. The score and the evaluation.
Exactly. If the score is okay, so the career is good.
Yes.
Then the other reason would be your manager. Your direct manager may be giving you hell, you know.
Yeah.
And the third one, it could be the company itself, the culture. You're not culture fit for the company.
Right.
For the manager and for the company, there are several ways that I don't think we're going to have time for covering how to solve them. But real quick, direct communication with your direct manager is maybe the best. The company, if it doesn't fit you, you can search for another company in the same career. So now we just eliminated the career shift thing. Your career is good, but maybe your manager is not as suitable or doesn't match you or the company culture itself.
Yes. All right. Well, there you go. That's those questions answered. I'm sure there's a lot more questions to be asked. And you can get on to Nile FM's Facebook page. And there's a post there for WhatsApp. You can ask all your questions. And someone from the team at WhatsApp will be answering all of those questions that we didn't get to this morning. Amged, thank you so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to have this episode, by the way, online very, very soon for you to listen back to, along with the very first episode, which we had last week with Raheb, another career coach from WhatsApp. And yeah, hopefully together we'll be able to help everyone listening be happy and achieve career satisfaction.
Great.
Amged, it's been lovely speaking to you.
Thank
you so much for being with me.
Thank you for having me.
And Sally with the best start to your day, the morning show on Nile FM.